Blog Talk Radio.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Tonight, Lord, we lift our eyes to Jesus.
freedom, Lord. Every burden with tonight, every struggle with tonight, there is freedom. There is freedom. Nobody's looking at you tonight. Nobody's looking at you tonight. The eyes of the Lord are moving to and fro throughout the earth, seeking a heart that's completely His. Jesus, you reign in this place. The showers of mercy and grace. Sing it. Falling on every face, there is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place.
Brothers are 901. They lost their dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just got this text too, man. Before the song ends. Good morning. But
you know,
there's some things in life, man, you just can't explain, right? But you do know one thing. When you try your best to illustrate the love of God, Reverend, you know, it's a thing. Sometimes you can't explain to some, especially if their eyes are so watery and their heart is so heavy, it's just hard to explain to them that freedom reigns.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when God says something one day, Reverend, it was said about, He loved one of the verses of that song said about when I walked through the door, I sensed a presence. I sensed this is the place where love abides because you're standing on holy ground. It's hard to tell somebody when their eyes are watery and their heart is so heavy. But we have to tell the truth. God designed this a long time ago. Job asked a question. Should a man live again after death? And so many times, man, we try our best to convey what God give us. Man, I just got this test about. They not on nobody. I don't know who on, but I'm just saying this. This life, man, we call that we struggle in every day. The Bible was plain when Paul was explaining to the church of Corinthians, brother. He said, we are in a corruptible body.
Mm-hmm.
It's corruptible, man. That means it's decaying every day. I don't care what kind of age number you call yourself at today. It is decaying. You could be 18, you could be 19, you could be 70, you could be 8. It's decaying every day. But it's going to be a day if we're going to put on incorruption.
Mm-hmm.
That body, we put on, it seeks from corrupting. It lives the eternal. And that's what we're getting prepared for. You know, and I know by my heart, that some death you just can't explain to someone when their eyes are really, really heavy, man. They can't stop crying. You know, we talk about mother. my brothers and sisters. There's some good fathers out there. Oh, I know right about.
Yes. Yeah.
Let that father leave and go home, or have a God replace that situation. Let that, you know, this might not be on your side, Reverend. It might not be on nobody else's side. Let that father die.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me? I'm gonna say this because I don't want a lot of people in that. But let that father die. Let that
mm-hmm.
that the one, you know, that come in and he's the disciplinarian. You know what I'm talking about? And, you know,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes you think the father don't love you. And mother come in and she's softening the bowl. You know, baby, you got baby. Don't hit him, baby. Let's talk to him a little bit more. You know.
Mm-hmm.
He's the disciplinarian, you know. He's telling you, I'm taking that phone, I'm taking that car, I'm taking this, you know, and I mean that. And mama come back the back around the back door and gave it back to him. Now you and her fight. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Let him leave. You know, many times I hear people say, man, I hate my father, you know. To me. I said, but no, you
mm-hmm.
hate your father, man. You know, because I've been on that page, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Until I found God, man. When I found God, when I truly found God in my heart, I looked at my father totally different, man. I remember he had cancer, man. He told me he wanted me to go walk back there with him when they was going to put him they was going to do an MRI on him, right? And he said, man, come on back
mm-hmm.
there with me, you know. And I went there back with him, you know. I took him to the place to get, you know, get diagnosed, right, you know. And as he was going in that inside that MRI, he said, son, pray for me.
Yeah.
This is the same man. Left my mother in the 60s. You know what I'm talking
about? Mm-hmm.
And I had to look at him, and I prayed for him, man. And everything. And from that day on, I ain't going to lie, from that day on, I was a changer by him. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? God had to change me with that, you know. And you know what happened, Reverend. God healed him.
Yeah.
Healed
yeah,
his lung.
Yeah.
They couldn't see it, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? And I say that to say this here. Yeah, I miss him every day. He didn't raise me, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I had somebody else stepped up and raised me. You know what I'm talking about? But he was my
mm-hmm.
father, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? You know? So I say this here.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Brother gave me a text about one of the brothers lost a father. You know what I'm talking about? Dad, you know? And I tell you what, man, there are some good dads out there. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
There are some good dads. We know, we say it all the time, there's a lot of good mothers. But we have one generation, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, one generation
mm-hmm.
of mothers and fathers to come and teach these children something. Don't you know how this nation will change around? It'll turn around?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It'll turn around.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying this, Brother D and brothers and sisters, that we are here accountable. Brother D and Reverend and anybody else, it might not be your biological child. It might be you might be a mentor to them. We can mentor them kids, man. I don't care what age they is. We can mentor. I had a young man last night, he was telling me about, he 45 years old, right? You know what I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about? And he was telling me this and that. Now I said, brother, let me tell you this here, though. You know what I'm saying? And introduce him to God. You know what I'm talking about? This is what we need to do, man. And look what they do to us, Reverend. Look what they do to us, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
Look what they do to us. What are we giving our children to look at? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
What we giving them to look at? What they got to look forward to? Can they be proud of you being their dad? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Can you ever been somewhere? You ever been somewhere and your kids talk about you? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That's my daddy. That's my daddy. That's my daddy.
That's
you know what I'm talking about? Don't that make
yeah.
you feel good? Don't that make
mm-hmm.
you feel good?
That's
that make you feel good. You know?
Yeah.
My ordination, right? And
mm-hmm.
All my kids were crying. You know,
mm-hmm.
they answer so many questions. That's what they do,
mm-hmm.
you know. He said, well, I was praying and crying, you know. And they're going to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dead and gone.
Oh, yeah.
My grandkids, they're going to remember that. So I want to leave a legacy, not just because of money, man. I want them to know Jesus missed this. That's why we got to be careful, man. Train these babies, man. So because you don't bring that generation curse, it'll go to their kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a struggle out there. We used to say this, Brother D. You know, you're from the South. You just went down there and got to the North. Thank you something because you're down there close to Brother Man. You're from the South. We used to say this all the time. It takes a village to raise one of these kids, man.
That's right.
Your mother beat me back in the day. My mother wouldn't say nothing. She wouldn't say a word.
Amen.
But now you beat these little kids. My baby ain't bad. You know that baby bad. Baby bad. We came out there,
right?
Chris, I'm sorry. I think you got. I just wanted to. I wanted to enlighten that on the God's plan. We love everybody, man. We don't know everybody, but we believe in God, and we believe God spread love. The songwriter said, "Freedom reign in this place." Shower. He showered us with his presence when he comes. You can tell when God come in, brothers and sisters, that your life, it can change when you open your spiritual ears to him. It lightens you. I know y'all, there's some people over right now. Once you get off of this, me and Brother Mike was on the back line soon. We got off the radio. I said, man, Brother Mike, give me a minute. He said, what's up, brother? I said, give me a minute. Because I was still feeling the presence of God. I said, give me a minute. And then we started singing songs, man. He can't sing, and I can't. I'm saying he can't, I can't either. We were going one after another. You know what I'm talking about. And I'm going to tell you something. And it lasts for me all day long. You know what I'm talking about? I shine from foolishness, man. You know what I'm talking about? Because I live headless for years, man. I woke up to hell. You know what I'm saying? With the bed with hell. You know what I'm saying? Why would I just not change or go back to something like that? Man, with Kevin the other day, he said, you know, Texas get real hot now. It get real hot in Texas. You know what I'm saying? And the dude said, boy, you been telling me, I'm so hell don't feel like this. I said, you don't have to worry about it. Don't. It's hotter.
It's hotter.
He looked at me crazy. I said, that's why we have to do this here. Teach it. I ain't always been there, but we trying to teach it, preach it, that there's a door open. Reverend, there's a door open. There's a door open, and that door is Jesus. He has a door between us and God. When did that door shut? The door shut soon as that blood stopped wanting more. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That door stopped and shut as soon as that door, what do you say? He said, after death, well, it's judgment, Doc. After death, it's judgment. As soon as that blood stopped warming your body, that's when you can't say I believe in. You got to believe before then, to believe. We can preach. All at the funeral, at the eulogy, wherever you want to put it, we can do it all we want to. If that person didn't have a relationship with God, we can't put them in heaven. We can't put them in heaven. That's why you hear most preachers. Most preachers, you hear them say, well, we're preaching to the living right now. You know what I'm saying? We're preaching to the living right now. We can't preach to him because the Bible said, why speak to the dead among the living?
Among the living?
Yeah.
Why?
Praise the Lord. Why?
Right.
So I say this here, man, and I know we're going to, Brother D, going to enlighten us a little bit more. And Reverend, I know you're going to get on top of what you got. But I want to always know that when we hear someone is struggling with something, when someone has went home, with how God placed them, we want to pray for that family. We want to give the family our love to them, let them know that that, yeah, that we can quote scripture to you, but we want to let you know only God can heal you. You're broken.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going home right now. Somebody's on the way from the leave right now going home. And Brother Dean made it plain that day when Dexter said, his fiance said, I thought he was coming home. He did go home.
Amen. He went home.
He did go. He got buried.
He went home. He yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes,
he did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to shut up, man. I just want to bring that out.
Man, good morning, brothers. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I had sent my brother a text. I got a call that says that one of the natal ones, which we know, when we took a natal one, we instantly think of Wick and Bobby Cole and, you know, Mark, and we know Wick is racing. And I talked to Brother Wick, and he said, one of his closest friends, we call him Pee Wee, he always on the grill for Wick. I think he got a, I think it's a purple Mustang, I think it is, that he raised. He lost his father. But, you know, it's like my brother just said, we can't do anything for him now but pray for him. Everything is that we could have done on this side is over once she crossed over.
Yes, Lord.
And the Bible says she was a man born. The Lord said, you must die.
Yes, sir.
The Bible said, you not guarantee your life, but you guarantee death. So all we can do is pray for the family that the Lord will pull them through.
Yes.
In the process of praying for the family, we want the family to understand, as well as everyone else is understanding about boy, understand that the time is now.
Yes. Yes.
Because this thing is winding up contrary to what man believes, bro. These doors are being closed in our face every second of the day, very fast. Death is just raising. Every time you turn around, there's someone that died. And it starts, you know, the thing, and I even like it. The thing I like about death is that it starts getting close to you.
There you go.
I can't even say I don't like it, because it's already foretold in the Bible. And in order for me to say I don't like it, I'm going against what God said. You just got to be ready. My brother just said the magic word, while the blood is running warm in your vein. We want to keep Brother Pee Wee and his family in our prayers today, that the Lord will smooth and soothe their pain.
Yes.
And I like the way God do things, Rip. I like the way he do things. You know, some of us die instant death. Some of us, God give the family time to prepare for their death.
Oh, yes.
And I found out, talking to Brother Wick, that the young man had cancer. So therefore, that gives the family a chance to kind of prepare the way. But you need to prepare your way.
All right.
I told you all before, and I tell you again, my love, Lord Red of Southern Faith, was one of my biblical teachers. And on his deathbed, he told me, he said, boy, don't cry for me. He said, I got my business fixed. And I never forget it. Well, you just said something. You said, I got my business fixed. I'm not speaking of no earthly business. I got my heavenly. In other words, my key awaits me. When you can say that, you said something. Said something, remember? When you know your key is waiting on you. You know your key waiting. You know your father did just what he said he was going to do. He went away and prepared a place for you. And where he is, he said, that you may be also. Now, what I can tell you, I know I'm on my way home. Like Reverend said earlier, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That's biblical. That's biblical. This is eternal. You need to be with the Lord before you be absent from the body.
Oh, Lord.
You got to get with the Lord first. You got to get with the Lord before you become. See, you can't get with God after you become absent from the body. It's over, brother. It's over for you. Next thing, as Jack Rev just told you, only thing left for you is the judgment. That's all left. And you're going to stand judgment. Bro D, you're going to stand judgment, Bro D. You're going to stand.
Yes, sir, we all
they're going to open the Lamb Book of Life on you. And they're going to read some things on there.
Yes, sir.
What side will you fall on? Were you lukewarm and he spewed you out of his mouth?
Yes,
or did he say, well done, thou good and faithful servant?
Faithful servant.
We want to keep Brother Pee Wee's family in our prayers this morning, brother. Death is hard, but yet it's so easy. That's our contradiction. Death is hard, but yet it's so easy.
You know, we just celebrate. Brother D. We just celebrate Brother Dexter, you know. Because I'm going to tell you this. Y'all might get mad at me. I'm going to keep the name. Keep it pending. You know what I'm saying? But we just celebrate one of our brothers. He's been gone so while, you know, this year. You know what I'm saying? We celebrate that. And we said it right now. I can say this about Reverend because I know Reverend ain't scared of death. You know what I'm saying? Reverend was sick enough to die. Right along with Brother Dexter. Reverend real sick at the same time.
He was.
Reverend Hibber real sick. Brother Dexter said he was doing better. He was finna get out.
He was. Just out.
That's
right.
So he said, I don't want to be around his family. He said, I want to be around my family. I want to go in quarantine for a few days and make sure this COVID was gone. And a couple of days later, there was no, you know.
He was gone.
When we stayed a couple of days, he was gone. You know what I'm talking about? You know, that's just like the Bible said, Brother D, there's going to be two men in the field. Brother, Reverend,
oh, my God.
Said,
right.
Said, come on, man. It's going to be two men.
There's
going to be two men in the field. I'm
yes,
in the book,
did.
Y'all.
Yes,
that's
did.
My first thing, y'all.
In the book, man. That's it.
I'm in the book. He said, he's going to take one and leave the other. There's going to be two women in the meal. And he said, he's going to take one and he leave one. Somebody said, well, I've been there 70 years. There's a lot of people. Went from I've been there 80 years. He took one. That don't mean he ain't forgot about you. What's our favorite song? The old preacher said, Mr. Clean said, he said, no, they were my best members.
That's right. Just, no, they were my members.
My best members.
They were mine. I left.
Said, come
on. But if you get,
there you go.
Get ready. That's right.
That's it.
Hey, man.
Take this thing somewhere else. Yes, sir.
This show you when you love the Lord, you know what I say. When you love the Lord, see you need to understand, sister, brother, that God is love. That's biblical, bro. He didn't make that one up. Bro, he make something up, but he didn't make that one up. The Bible says God is love.
That's in the book.
Reverend Harry was so sick. You really could barely understand what he was saying.
I was
trying to pick out little words here and there and put together what he was trying to say. I love him too much to say, Rev, I can't understand what you're saying. So I just try to pick out little words and put it together myself. But what I'm getting at, sisters and brothers, that even though he was sick, he was still on the battlefield.
Come on, man.
He was still doing the work. We couldn't make him stay off the service.
Couldn't
make him stay off. Was
his wife,
about
his
you,
wife told him. His wife told him to stay off. His wife told him.
Yeah, couldn't make him stay off.
Off. He got a lot of help. He didn't have so much help. I was split his wig.
Couldn't make him stay off. And was having a hard time understanding. But yet, he wanted to do the work.
He's trying to say, you
know that. What is that?
But you know,
we joke at it, Reverend. So. When you truly love the Lord, you can't. When you truly love the Lord, you can't. We crack jokes about it, but you can't.
You know, I was saying something. I was saying something about earlier that we talk about our mothers. We love our mothers, man, and we never elevate the father. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
We never elevate our dads, man. You know what I'm talking about? I said, there are some good dads and fathers, you know, out there, you know what I'm talking about? And we got to most of the time that we, as men, truthfully, that we are the disciplinarians, you know what I'm talking about? And sometimes when we're disciplinary, you might be the more hatest person in the house. My wife used to come up to me all the time. She said, I got to buff you because you kind of been strong with him right now. I said, because if I don't, you're going to let him you're gonna let him get this and that. I said, I got to be a little firm with him. You know what I'm talking about? Because I believe in the Bible. It says, what is it? Spoil the time, you're right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, there's another thing. Beat the child that he surely will not die. There's another one that says foolishness is bound in the heart of the child. But watch this. I like this here. The Bible says, but the rod of correction will drive it far, far away.
Brother D, know what I'm talking about, and Rev, know what I'm talking about, that we open up the doors, man, for love. We open up the door. I'm going to tell you something, Reverend. You got to come over here. There are pieces in the Bible that you can encourage someone with. And I'm telling you, when them tears are heavy and that heart is very, very heavy, sometimes they might not hear it, but it's like one man plant the seed. You know what I'm saying? And another one add the water. But see, we have to sit back and have God. Be patient for God to increase, because God might be getting something that we're trying to pray, get off of them, and God might be trying to let them know that they need to feel and fear him in reverence.
Yeah.
You know,
hallelujah.
You know, fear
hallelujah.
And have reverence for his, see, because he said it, if you don't mind. He said
beautiful.
It, that every one of us will have this opportunity. Even Jesus died. Even Jesus died. But one thing about Jesus, help me, Holy Spirit.
They buried him in a field.
They got a lot of Jesus running around here, because I can't call him Jesus. But they got a lot of Jesus running around here. But it was Jesus. you feel me? Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Beautiful. Beautiful. We thank God. We thank God for his blessings. We thank God. Hallelujah. For paving the way. We thank God for introduction. We thank God for confirmation. Oh, I'm going somewhere. Hallelujah. We thank God for so setting things in order. Like he has done even this day. Hallelujah. We thank God for the text. We thank God for the request. The request was made known to pray. Hallelujah. The request was made known to some loved one has gone on. The request was made known to pray for strength being given. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we know he's able, and we just claim it in our hearts. Some may not understand it, but we claim victory in the name of Jesus in our hearts, because we know God is going to comfort. We know God, because he told us in his word in John that he will send the comforter. But those that are in God know what God will do for his loved ones. So as we go in prayer, Father God in heaven, Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Lord, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Some are thankful and rejoicing, but some are bereaved in their heart. Oh, hallelujah. We know, Father God, that you are the one that can comfort that heart. You are the one that can understand. We ask for strength for the family of Brother Father God, give them strength, hallelujah, in this time of bereavement. Help them, Father God, and though they may shed brownie tears, hallelujah, we thank you, Father God, for you give us a time to be bereaved. You give us a time, to have sadness within our heart, Father, but also You give comfort to the heart. Oh, Father God, after time has been spent a little while, you'll let the medicine of laughter, oh, Father God, give strength to the memory. Some say precious memories, how they do linger. So, Father God, we ask that you remember this family this hour. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for receiving that loved one to your own, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for we that are yet waiting, Father God, bless us, help us to continue to keep our hand in your hand, Father God, that we may do a work that we too one day, oh, Father God, can enter into that rest, Father God, rest from weary, hallelujah, rest from this labor. Oh, Father God, never weary of the work that we're doing, Father God. But now and then, since we're flesh and blood, sometimes we get a little tired, Father God, but our spirit still loves thee. Our spirit still loves thee. So we thank you, Father God. Help us to continue to be pleasing in our sight. Give us strength, oh, Father. Build us up where we're weak, where we're torn down, Father God. Lift us up to where we will and shall be, Father God, in you, in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you in advance for blessing, Father God. In advance, we thank you. We don't have to wait till the battle is over. We don't have to say, oh, we don't have to wait till our hand is raised in victory. But we claim victory right now. Hallelujah.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
Right now.
We thank you. In Jesus' name. We thank you. In Jesus' name. We thank you. Now consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. We ask these things. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, y'all was just going on. I was sitting back and just thanking God for what he's doing, for what he was doing. He was preparing. He was allowing y'all to, prepare the way in this. And I heard y'all speak about a door, and I kept praying. Y'all spoke about that door again. Well, Rem Brian spoke about it, and B came along and spoke about it, and Rem Brian spoke about it again. Little one for the Father.
A door,
open a door that no man can shut. And
yes,
God can shut a door that no man can open. God has a benefit for us, a benefit package, if you will, even for our lives. And also, he has a benefit for those that would repent unto him. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. He has things that set in order, so designed, so craftily designed by his hand, the divine, the design and the importance of even, and we're going to look into Revelation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're going to read a little bit of Revelation 1, and we're going to skip over to Revelation 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just an introduction to some revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. This is verse 1 in the first chapter of Revelation. It's this revelation, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ, God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You know, see, John bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things he saw. And listen, verse 3 will tell you, blessed is he that readeth. Think about it. Blessed he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Hallelujah. See, John was put up on this island of Patmos. Hallelujah. God will separate you at times, separate you and get you all alone that he may speak with you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and he has many ways that he can separate individuals and put them all by themselves. Some he does it in dreams. Sometimes he does it in visions. Oh, sometimes he pulls one out and separates them all to themselves that he may commune things with them, give them instructions, even his only begotten son. Though Jesus was a God, is God within himself, yet he set aside him that he gave him instructions. Hallelujah. In other words, God was talking to himself. Hallelujah. To Christ. And though and he held this office, and also he held another office as a mediator between God and man. He received instructions from the Father to him. We owe knowledge of what we are to expect from God. Jesus opens the door and let us know, hallelujah, when troubles are ahead, when you're walking with him. He'll come in and let you know. He'll guide you. He'll lead you. He'll give you instruction. And when you're weak and weary because of the weight of the world, sometimes you feel like it's upon your shoulder. He's there. He's there. He even to comfort you in the time of bereavement. He's there. Sometimes we don't understand him. But even Job says, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. It's just something. Sometimes my mind don't quite understand, but in my heart still burns love for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These is what he also gives us warning here in his holy writ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are blessings if when we find that we go astray. Hallelujah. When we find that we go astray, when sometimes the message is not all hallelujah or profitable in your spirit that you would get high, but it is always beneficial. Hallelujah. If you heed to his warning, if you heed to his warning, we find that when we obey our parents as we was growing up, we'll find that we would get less whoopings. But when we disobey, there was a reward as well. When they had to put the paddle to you, the switch to you, the belt to you. Oh, and when they had to go upside your head, that was beneficial for you. Help you correct things. Sometimes God rules with a heavy hand that he may help you prevent destruction that you're headed for. Hallelujah. 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 These are the things that he set aside, John, for on this Patmos, the island of Patmos. He had to let him know some things. Hallelujah. Let him know some things set aside. Oh, hallelujah. These seven spirits. Hallelujah. Seven spirits. Hallelujah. That he may speak with them. Those that was the angels unto seven churches. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. As I'm trying to hurry this thing on a little bit. In Revelation, third chapter. I don't want to bore you, but I want you to get it. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Sometimes we pray sometimes too much.
Hey, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Reverend.
Yes,
hey, Reverend, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Keep that word, man. Don't worry about no time, man. Keep
that
word. Let me do this for you, Reverend. So you won't have to stumble and think about it. Just preach and teach that word, man. If people say they people don't leave, they're going to leave. Preach the word because you help somebody's thoughts, man.
Hallelujah.
Revelation like that. But you're talking about eschatology. You're talking about end time.
Yes, sir.
Genesis was the beginning. Revelation is the ending, so take your time with it and tell somebody the story. They might not know the story, brother.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Preach the word.
Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. These things that was written into this book. Hallelujah. Oh, the revealing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Since I got permission, let us tarry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us tarry. Hallelujah. This book in here in Revelation, Jesus Christ, the whole Bible is for all revelations come through Jesus Christ, and it relates to him. Its principal subject is to discover the purpose of God concerning the affairs of the church. Hallelujah. Even the Americans, they try to separate church and state and government. But God can bring it all back together and of the
back
nation
together.
And as it connects therewith to the end of the world. One scripture tell you, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. Who they talking about? Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Before the foundation of the earth, he made it even all possible because he knew that men would sin, but so he need, hallelujah. He had to make
come
a
on, come on,
situation for sin. Hallelujah.
Yes, he
so,
did.
So
yes,
it
he
was
did.
All upon him to tell those they couldn't do it. Hallelujah. The blood of so many lambs, they couldn't do it. Goat's blood, he could not do it. Hallelujah. So it needed a lamb even before the foundation of the world.
Absolutely.
Someone had to step up. Hallelujah. And connect us back to God even before we messed up, because he knew, hallelujah, that we were going to mess up. Oh, hallelujah. Before there was a when or a where, it even had to be pronounced. If you make man, hallelujah, I'll go down. Hallelujah. And I will die for them. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
if you make
yes,
men
yes,
and
yes.
If they accept what I have done, hallelujah. And if they believe that I am sent from you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. This they will accept my benefit package up to them. You know, when we go looking for a job, we look to see if the pay is going to be good, and we look what kind of benefit package that it has. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When you look for a Savior, hallelujah, you have the best benefit package in the world when you choose Jesus Christ.
Jesus the Christ.
Not only will he make you better, not only will he keep you, oh, but when the weight of the world, it feels like it's on your shoulder, he will carry you. And if you
yes,
allow
he will. Yes,
him,
he will. Come
if,
on,
if you
allow come on now.
If you open up your heart unto him, let me explain the package. If you open up your heart to him, he'll come in and
yes.
Fuck with you. Oh, when you feel
yes, he will.
Lonely,
yes, he will.
He'll
yes,
let
he
you
will.
Know I'm there.
Yes, sir. Yes,
mother, he'll let you know
yes,
I'm there.
Is.
Oh,
I'm right
when
there.
He takes Father, the disciplined one, then he
yeah,
steps
right
in
there.
And he is your only soul provider. So a lot of times, Father's the only one working in the family. Oh, but you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hope, trust, and lean and depend upon him. Sometimes it's hard when so many brownie tears weight your heart so much. So much. That's why the elders say, I've learned how to lean and depend upon him. He's the only thing that I have, and I can lift my hand, and I'm in distress. father, just like a baby does when it's crying for its parents. It lifts its hands up and and lift them up through the prayers of the righteous availeth much as we love for them that are in bereavement. Yeah. We love, we pray for them. We let them know I'm here. Call me if you need me. Oh, and if you don't call me, I'm still going to be just praying. Every time God allows it to run across my mind, I ask, Lord, Father, bless them. Lord, help them. What can I do, Lord, to be there? Hallelujah. That's love on the battlefield. Hallelujah. This is the benefit package. This is the warning that Christ was trying to give unto John on this island of Patmos. Hallelujah. That I need them to repent. I need them to look upon me. The ways of the Nicolaitans I do hate. Hallelujah. But you have things. You have things that you hate, the things that I hate. So I'm going to bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
if you return unto me, I'm going to give you strength. I'm going to give you a time that you can be alone by yourself, that you can remember, that you can hurt, that you can cry. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to give you that time. But then I'm still there. Because as soon as you look my way, just as hallelujah, just as I looked Peter's way when after he denied me, hallelujah, but I looked his way and I had compassion upon him. Hallelujah. I had compassion. So instead of, hallelujah, I'm going to hold back this tribulation that I was going to put up on you, but I'm going to show you love. Hallelujah. I'm going to show you love. I'm going to show you. Oh, thank you. I'm going to show you this love. Revelation, the third chapter. The first verse, and unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things says he that had the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. He is a Holy Spirit with all his power, grace, and he operates hypocrisy and limit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Decayed in religion. Or sin's charge upon thee, Sardis. By one knew that church well, and all her works, outward things, appear well to men. But there was only the form of God, it's not the power and the name to live by, not the principle of life. Some move because they know how to move. They learn the church way, but their heart is so wicked, hallelujah, and they learn how to move that they may get things that they want, but they look past the Holy Spirit, how to be led by God, but they're more or less led by vision that they may continue in the things that are displeasing to God. Tell them, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief. Thou shalt know what hour I will come upon thee. If you don't watch, if you're not careful of what you're doing, if you got about the things that God is not pleased with, when he's trying to warn you, when he's trying to tell you, turn from those things turn from being a hypocrite. Turn from, hallelujah. Well, the turn from being ungodly. Turn from, hallelujah. Turn from these things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard. Remember and hold fast. Shall not watch. You don't want to watch. you don't want to watch. He'll let you know. It was a message he was sending to them. Oh, thank you, Jesus. If you don't want to watch, I will come up on thee as a thief. Thou shalt know. Thou shalt not know what hour I will come if you're not watching. Oh, but those that are watching, they see the signs. Hallelujah. Here's God's benefit package sneaking in again. Hallelujah. When you watch, therefore, when you stand on the walls and you watch, even for men, so when you watch, he'll warn you. When the weary days are coming in here and weary evil spirits trying to sneak in, but when you watch, you'll see them as they come in afar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you'll know when to sound the alarm. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not know what hour I will come be upon thee. If you're not watching, you're not going to know. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. Listen, and they walk with me in white. There is another benefit, for they are what? Worthy. Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah. All right. Does everybody Bible read that way? Verse 4, thou hast a few names even in Sardis, which have not defiled. Oh, hallelujah. What blessing that is for God to say, oh, hallelujah, which you have not defiled the garments. They shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. And he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. Oh, hallelujah. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Oh, listen here. Listen. You can change. Hallelujah. You can change things by prayer. You can change even your future by obedience. Hallelujah. You, even by repentance. If you first confess it, Lord, once he puts you in remembrance of what you're doing that is displeasing in his sight, turn from those things. That's a true repentance. Let your mouth line up with your heart. And if your mouth say, I'm not going to do this no more, let your heart be in agreement. And start walking the other way from that which, hallelujah, that displeases the Lord, so that he may say this about you. There are some that have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in white. They are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want to overcome, if you want strength, ask the Lord, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. If you want wisdom, fear the Lord, obey the Lord, listen at his voice, don't turn a dull ear, hallelujah, when he's saying, come unto me, all of ye. So I'm a heavy laden, even right now in bereavement. Let God help you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He understands your hurt. Hallelujah. He understands. He understands. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let him be there for you. Let him comfort you. Sometimes you just need to be held. Let him hold you with his strength. Oh, hallelujah. It's a beautiful time right now when the heart is broken and it needs some love. God is, oh, is immaculate in that. Hallelujah. Let him love you in this hour. Hallelujah. In this hour, let him give you strength. Oh, hallelujah. Don't be mad with him. Hallelujah. But just know that he's still on the throne. Just know, hallelujah, that God's plan is the best plan for you. God's way is the best way. Oh, hallelujah. Even a more excellent way if you think you got it going on right now. Add God to the equation and watch him be phenomenal in your life. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Oh, hallelujah, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. I realize they were, Lord was speaking to John on this album. Hallelujah. And I know that there's seven churches involved in this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in each church had a hallelujah that he spoke to. Hallelujah. To the angel of the church. The angel of the church is the pastor, the shepherd, the overseer, whatever name you're given, but he's one that sets over that church, and God will give unto him what he needs for that particular church, just in case if they're not doing the things that are set out for them to do in that administration. God, hallelujah, speaks unto the angel. He's still speaking unto the angel of the church. He speaks unto that overseer, that shepherd, that pastor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That the church may move in the way that God needed to move. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But oh, if that pastor is obedient and speak the word that God gives him to speak, hallelujah, the blessing is given unto the whole house and those that hear, if you have that ear and you have tuned that ear spiritually, let him that have that spiritual ear, let him hear what the Spirit, hallelujah, it has to be a spiritual ear, hallelujah, because a physical ear, it'll let it come in, hallelujah. It'll let it come in, but it also let it leave right back out. But that spiritual ear, that door that you have opened up inside of you, that will hear the Spirit when the Lord talks. Hallelujah. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, right? These things said he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that opened and no man shut it, and shut it and no man opened it, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength and hast kept my word and hast not denied my name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The key. Hallelujah. That had the key of David. God opened, Jesus opened up this door. Hallelujah. And gave us access. Hallelujah. That will repent, hallelujah, while the door is open, hallelujah, and the door becomes shut for each and every individual while they live. The door is open, the chance is open unto them, hallelujah, hallelujah, it's open unto them, But if you allow death to move in and you have not made Jesus your choice, that's when the door shut it, and no man can open that door after it has shut. Hallelujah. But he gives us a warning here. I know thy works. Hallelujah. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Thou hast a little strength. I've given you a little strength, but it is your responsibility. I want you to grow, hallelujah, so that you have more than just a little strength, and you have strength enough to keep this word, but it's going to get a little. You need to grow that you can have more strength, that when the evil days set in as they are coming upon this world, oh, hallelujah. I don't want you, because you have a little strength, if you don't get more strength, you might deny me. Hallelujah. Oh, deny my name, but get strong in the Lord. Be ye strong, hallelujah, in the Lord, that you may have strength to stand boldly, hallelujah, and through the trials and the tribulations. Oh, sometime you have to stand boldly, even when you're hurting, you have to stand. Man is set up to be a strong tower. Hallelujah. 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 That's why he set things in his hand. And he that is have a little strength gain more strength. Hallelujah. When you open your heart to the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't let him shut the door of heaven. He shuts the door of heaven against foolishness. Hallelujah. Though that will sleep and continue to sleep. We sleep even in our wickedness. We sleep. We're sleeping. We fell asleep, and we have lost, oh, hallelujah, in our minds. We have not retained the wages of sin and death, but the gift of God is eternal life. We have went to sleep on that, hallelujah. We have went to sleep on that. God gives us a warning, hallelujah. And he said even up in this earlier verse 5, hallelujah, we went to sleep. He said, yeah, oh, but if you wake up, he won't blot out your name out of the book of life. If you wake up, if you return unto him, he'll return unto you. He'll open up the door that could have been shut upon you.
If you look unto him,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He has the keys of David, and he can shut this thing, but the only thing that can get it open, hallelujah, is God's grace, is his mercy towards you. But if you look unto him, he can be compassionate and look past those sins that you have done, and he can have compassion for you, and open up the door once again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
indeed, your golden moments to roll on a little while for you.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Don't deny him. Don't deny. Don't deny. Don't deny his name. Behold, I will make, he told them, he tells them, behold, I will make them a synagogue of Satan, which say thou art Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, hallelujah. When we're patient, God gives benefits in that as well. When we're patient, even when the rough times, now it's a perfect time to be patient, because the right is wrong now, and the wrong is right.
It's a perfect time to still live,
hope, and depend upon the Lord. But what he will do when you keep him at patience, he will also keep you from the hour of temptation.
Yes,
these things that are coming up, and that was the verse chapter told you, they will soon come to pass. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
these are the words, the prophecies that are written in this book, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Verse 11, he says, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast with thou hand, that no man take thy crown. He that overcometh, is overcometh again, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Oh, and here it goes again. Verse 13, he that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the church. In other words, he that has that spiritual ear that has opened up to me, that wants to dwell in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, when our God is a spirit, and he that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want to hear God, you got to be in the spirit. I was in the spirit of the Lord today. Hallelujah. When you want
God to come, get
in the spirit.
Get in the spirit,
he that had an ear. Let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. How can I hear? Hallelujah. How can I hear? Oh, unless I'm spiritual. How can God talk to me if I'm foolish and I'm carnal? Hallelujah. But when I get in the Spirit, what a Spirit. I believe that was a song that was played. What a Spirit of the Lord is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is freedom. If you're tired, if your way has burdened you down, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we want to get alone by ourselves and just rest a little bit and just meditate on the Lord. Hallelujah. You're in good company right then, because he that hath an ear. Hallelujah. Let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. Holy Spirit, hallelujah. And to the angel of the church of Laodicea, right? Thank you, Jesus. These things saith the Amen. Hallelujah, says the Amen. The Amen is just like I am. Hallelujah, says the Amen. The Amen. The Amen is also the first and the last. The Amen.
Yes.
The Amen is also, I am a bridge over troubled water. The Amen. The Amen is also the mediator. Hallelujah. The Amen. The Amen is also the lifter of burdens. The Amen.
Yes.
The Amen. The faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. He tells them, I know thy works, that thou art neither, Lord, cold nor hot. And I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm. And neither cold nor hot, what will he do? I will speed thee out of my mouth. This is when you get in danger. You're undecided. I don't know if I want to be hot. I don't know if I want to be cold. So I'm undecided. I'm on the fence. I can't make a decision. Hallelujah. Though all this evidence has been presented before me, but I'm hot at one moment, but when certain people get around, certain friends I don't want to hurt, or I want to fit in, or I want to hang with them, so I need to cool out. I need to cool out. Let me get a little sin on me so I can blend in. Hallelujah. It would not work. It would not work even for Peter. It would not. It would not work because, when you've been with the Lord, certain characteristics, they stick out about you. When you've been with the Lord, you walk a certain way. When you have been in fellowship with the Lord, hallelujah, no matter how dim or weak the Christian is, the light is still going to shine through, and, things are starting to betray you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The cover will start to be pull off you a little bit because you're covered up. Oh, hallelujah. You have changed yourself, and now you're trying to, you're trying to cool off. Somebody say, hey, you shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be doing this. Even though you're pricked in your heart within the inside, but the outwards, I don't know what you're talking about. You want to play crazy. You want to play dumb. I'm telling you, I don't know the business, but it's right out of your actions. Even within your heart, you're troubled within your heart because you know you love him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But for friends' sake, I'm trying to blend in right now. Oh, but I done let my heart trouble me. Because of what happened to my Savior, they done pulled him away. Oh, and then I be remembering he said, I must. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Not need
hallelujah.
To, but must.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on,
thank you, Jesus. But see, I want you to be, I need you to be hot. You know, things don't even taste the same when they're cold.
Amen.
I need sometimes God's word needs to be hot off the press, and you may take it within your mouth and consume in your heart. Hallelujah. Keep the fire burning within. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come. Oh, hallelujah. Let the fire still burn within. Hallelujah. That gives you strength to remain hot. Hallelujah. Let that word be a lamp unto your pathway. The word will light up the things for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word will help you, help you keep yourself. If you remember, oh, hallelujah, thy word. Hallelujah. Over in Psalm, it tells you, the word is a lamp unto my feet. It lighted up my path. So if I would stumble, the word will help me keep myself.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Yes, it's right there.
If the Christian
right
that had a little strength will gain much strength. Oh, in that word. Hallelujah. Vision and dreams are good, but it tells us, now I show you a more excellent way. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
In that word, get in that word. Let him read to you. You want God to talk to you. Brother D has tells us, open up the 66. It's in there. Whatever you need, open it up. Let him talk to you. Read his word in God.
Yes,
a lot of it is in red. Let him talk to you. And even that is not in red. It is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. Oh, that's another office that he has. Jehovah the Father. Hallelujah. Jesus, his Son, and the Holy Spirit. They all are one. And they call it the Trinity. Hallelujah. And the family of Elohim.
Come on, Rev. Tell it. Tell it.
So then, because thou art lukewarm, you
yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
you don't know if you want to be good or evil. You're lukewarm.
Yes,
hallelujah. The fire that you're trying to put coldness on the fire and cause you to be lukewarm. Hallelujah. Because thou said, I am rich. You deceive yourself. I increase with goods and have need of nothing. You're lying to yourself right there. I know it's not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Naked. I've given you clothes, but yet you're naked. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Naked. You need of me. You need to take counsel. How do I take counsel? I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. Tried in that thou mayest be rich. Oh, through fire, fire. Fire is a type of tribulation. But only, Rem Bryan can help me with this. Sometimes you need to bend metal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes, you have to shape it just what you want it to be, but and it has a certain temperature.
You got to heat it up. You got to heat it up.
That metal that was strong, it changes its form through great fire. Tribulation will change it. Hallelujah. When you've been tried in the fire. Then you are rich through your trials and tribulations that you go through for God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. and white raiment that thou mightest be clothed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes you need to dress up for God. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
hallelujah. Sometimes you need to dress up for God. Hallelujah. After you have taken the counsel, don't let it be in vain. Hallelujah. Have you been tried? Gold is tried in the fire. Have you purged thee and made you something that a vessel that he can use? Go ahead and get the full benefit package.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord, yes.
White raiment that thou mightest be clothed, and that the same of thou nakedness do not appear. Hallelujah. And anoint thine eyes with eye fast,
yes,
that thou mightest see. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's trying to get them, hallelujah, to return unto him. the curse that he has for him don't have to be. The curse that God has for you don't have to be if you return unto him. Oh, and if you feel like a curse, he could be just trying you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In fire. That's what the scripture says in the book, Revelation 3, the third chapter, 18 verse. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that thou mightest be rich. Oh, and white raiment. Hallelujah. That thou mightest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness. Oh, hallelujah. What do you mean the shame of my nakedness? You see, hallelujah. The things that you have need of, God can cover you. Hallelujah. That thou mightest be clothed. The scriptures say that thou mightest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. But if you try me, if you buy me, go try it in the fire. I'll cover you. Those things that you yet have need of, I'll reveal them to you when you're strong enough. That you may receive them, and that the glory of God shine upon thee. But I need you to know and to confess that I am nothing, but with God, with you, I'm everything. Hallelujah. Make me more. That's what you would have me to be, oh God. This is the heart that God wants.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm nothing but God. You are everything. So use me in the service. Thou mightest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eyesight, as thou mayest see. How do I anoint my eyes? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Read his word. That's how I anoint my eyes. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
that my eyes not be evil. Hallelujah. 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 That I may hear the word of the Lord. That I anoint thine eyes. Look upon the children's holy writ. Sometimes my eyes look at too much evil. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
But look into my word. And as you look into my word, I am looking back, but I'm looking through your eyes and down into your heart, and I'm reading the things on your heart. Hallelujah. Anoint thine eyes with eyesight, that thou mayest see. And as many as I love, I rebuke, listen here, and chastise, jealous therefore, and repent. Behold. I stand at the door. Hallelujah. Listen to any man knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door. Y'all talking about the door. I'll come in. And I'll sup with him. And he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Listen at this benefit package. Even as I also overcome, and am set down with the Father in the throne. Oh, hear it again, and I'll let you go. He that hath
ears,
let him hear what the spirit said unto the churches, he that has opened up his spiritual ear unto me, let him hear. Let him hear. Let him hear where the spirit of the Lord is. There is freedom. Let him hear. Let him hear that return unto me. If you return unto me, I'll come in. And I will sup with you. Oh, hallelujah. I'll sit down and we can eat together. You may not understand the word, but sit down with God. Pray before you read it. And if he'll come in, he'll sup with you. He'll eat with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll consecrate your mind, your heart, and your spirit, and he'll bless you to understand what he has for you. Hallelujah. He that had an ear, hallelujah, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the church. Hallelujah. Saying what he said. What is God saying to you? What is saying to you today? What is saying to you in this hour? Listen, boy. He may want to talk to you a little while longer. Listen to him. He may want to talk to you later on in the day. Listen to him. He may want to talk in the midnight hour. Hear his voice. Hallelujah. Hear his voice early in the morning. He may want to speak. We may wake you up 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Listen at him. Hallelujah. 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 I can tell you this. And he walks with me and talks. Hallelujah. With me. And he tells me, now that I made this Jesus my choice, now that I confess your Lord. Hallelujah. Is it, he give me the whole benefit package when I turn over my whole heart unto him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. This is what I have for you. What I have for you today. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see you, ain't it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, who's next? I see her. She sent me, y'all. Who's next? Matthew 15. 7:1-7:1 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 15:7-21. Out of the heart come evil thoughts. These are what defile the person. All right now. All right, now I hear you. The real garbage, is the attitude. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That causes me to turn up my nose at a tiny whiff of someone's sin while ignoring the strength, the stench of my own. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear you. The real garbage, this is the real garbage, the attitude that I have. It causes me to look up on my brother and his little problem that he have, but I ignore the thing that I have yet need of, hallelujah, that other people see. It's stench, hallelujah. It's a stench unto me, but I don't think nobody sees it. Yeah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God sees it. Hallelujah. Most of us are far-sighted about sin. We see the sins of others, but not our own. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. Sleeping, speeding ticket. Oh, she on it now. Speeding ticket, she's saying. Romans 3:9-20. There is none righteous. No, not one. Hallelujah. I hear you. Romans 3:10. Hallelujah. But I'm glad about it. Hallelujah. God's law shows us a need that only God's grace can supply. God's law shows us a need that only God's grace can supply. See, we couldn't do it. We couldn't pay the debt that we owe. It was him and him alone. I told you when we started before the foundation of the world, he had to do something about it. that we are now able to say, I believe in what he done. Hallelujah. And God accepted so that if you just believe and believe enough to do what he say, just believe, hallelujah, in that God will supply your needs. God will save you. And the way you believe in it is you abide in it. If you believe in it is that you honor it. The things that it says, you try to live by it, hallelujah, that you may be pleasing in the Lord's sight, that you may obtain this benefit package, that you don't have to block your name now, hallelujah. That time when death comes, hallelujah, then the judgment, and you can sleep in peace until he wake you up, hallelujah, until he wake you up in glory, hallelujah. And after you have been judged, he said, and he can say unto you, you have been faithful, hallelujah, over a few things. Just a few things I've given you. You tried to live the best way you could and abide by them, and you taught others to do it as well. Come on up, hallelujah. Come on up, hallelujah. Come on up a little higher, hallelujah. Every time we read his word, every time we live by his word, we're coming up a little higher. We're lifting him even more so. Oh, hallelujah. Because he said, if I be lifted, I'll draw all men unto me. And in that drawing, hallelujah, he's lifting you.
Yes, he is.
When you lift him up, he's lifting you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When you realize that it is in him that we live, we move, we have a being. When you lift him up, oh, hallelujah, lift him up by the way you live, lift him up by the way you give, giving up of yourself because of the love that he's put within you. You get sometimes, I just can't help it.
Come on,
because of his goodness and his mercy and his grace that he's shown upon you. You get I just can't help it because you've been so good to me. Oh, hallelujah. When I wasn't worth nothing, you look my way. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Peter. Even at the United, he still looked his way. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, God.
Preach the
thank
word,
you, Jesus.
Rev. Preach the word. Preach the word, God. Preach
thank
the word,
you,
God. God.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You know,
hallelujah.
I sit here and listen to you preach the word of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. If nothing ever touched, man should be touched. He said, I wasn't fitting to live.
Thank you,
I wasn't worthy to die. But yet God loved me so much that he died for me.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't fitting to live, and I wasn't worthy to die.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all fit. Preach the word. Preach the word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Peter has ears to hear. Rev said, let him hear.
Mm-hmm.
Peter has ears to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Rev told you this morning, let him hear.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you didn't hear the word this morning, and my bringing up, they said we would take him back to the morning bench. You need to go back to the altar. If you didn't hear and didn't receive the word this morning, Reverend Henry has preached from his heart. He
was
preached from his heart this morning.
Thank you,
to tell man, not a man called Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, I tell you guys all the time, I talk too much. I try to talk so much. But when the word of God is being preached, it should be something that should grab you. It should be something, sister and brother, should grab you. The word of God said to me this morning, he said, I am rich and has become wealthy and have need of nothing. And you do not know that you was wicked, miserable, and poor.
Mm-hmm.
You hear what he said?
I'm rich, but yet I'm miserable.
Mm-hmm.
You can have all the money in the world if you don't have God as your Lord and Savior. Rip has preached from his heart this morning. Rip went on to give us another verse. Rip told us, he said, those whom I love,
mm-hmm.
I discipline. He said, I discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Rip went on to say, he said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if any man should hear my voice, Rip said, and he they on that door, he said, and open the door. And then
mm-hmm.
Rip told you all something. He said, I'll come in and I'll sup with him.
Mm-hmm.
And him with me. Ain't God good?
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Ain't God good? Rip told us this morning. Rip preached from his heart this morning. Rip told us this morning. He Rip said, I know your deeds.
Mm-hmm.
That you are neither cold nor hot.
Mm-hmm.
But Rip went on to tell us what the Lord said. Rip said about the Lord said, look, he said, I wish that you were cold or hot. Now, look what it says, sister and brother. He says, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. But I wish that you were cold or hot. What Red was telling you, you this way today and you that way tomorrow. When it's beneficial to you, you with the Lord. But when you think you on your own, when you think you don't need God, you're doing it by yourself then. But see, God is telling mm-hmm. you, if you was hot for the Lord, he can use you. But if you cold, he can fix you. If you just willing to come in. Oh, the man preached from his heart this morning. Something should reach out and grab you when the word of God is going forth. Now, you should be asking yourself, you should be able to look in the mirror and ask yourself, am I lukewarm?
Yes.
If you never tell no one the truth, you should tell yourself the truth. Am I lukewarm today?
Holy Spirit.
Am I hot or am I cold?
Help me preach from his heart this morning.
Yeah. The word of God, the name of Jesus.
That old song, rather, Brother D. That old song, rather, Reverend, I need thee.
Yes,
that's what he said. I need thee.
Yes,
I
need
thee. Every hour. He said, over there.
Every day.
Me now.
My
Savior.
Yes.
My Savior. To thee.
Thank
God for the word.
Thank God for the word. You know, when the word goes out like it does, man, we try our best to be politically correct and make sure we don't miss nothing, cross our T's and dot our I's. But it might be one over here say they didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it might be.
It might be one that said it was something. I mean, he was going. I heard of the discourse, but I heard from my pastor, my mentor, but he didn't say it like that. Can you explain it to me? If it's something.
Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord.
I prefer that Reverend can go back over it and somebody, we don't want nobody to leave and say they didn't understand because it's dealing with salvation. So when he went to Revelation, he did it with salvation. It's not a game. It's not a love song that he try to. The Bible says we don't want to be a love song to you, and then you know what? If you don't do nothing where it was said. That's what Reverend and the people talking about hot or cold. You know, talking about, we gonna have to answer to this. So if you don't, if you didn't understand, and you know, something that he need to go back over, you know, just hit that one button because we don't want nobody to leave. I'm not saying he didn't do it right or nothing like that. Don't get that.
Amen.
But we're saying the word of God is here for you. And we ask you to you can hit the one button and ask for this. But I know we do this time after time. We ask if you don't know the Lord and the pardon that you're seeing, you know, you door is open. We say it often. We always say if you need prayer, hit the one button.
And, we, and very seldom we get anybody to do that. We get very seldom we get somebody to hit the one button that they need. We're the ones that we pray anyway. And we stand in prayer and the fellowship of God, because that's what the ministry is about. We're not trying to tickle your fancy. We're trying to tell you that God is getting close. You know, we're trying to tell you that get up by the blood is still one and wrong. Let you know that we have a God conscious when you're doing this thing. Because you're not getting on here for you, but yourself. Because every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Your Lord might be
not. I am the Lord.
Not the Lord. But we don't know your confess that he's deep. So I'll send him down. So we came. We come. This ain't no showtime. This is serious. Because we don't believe in.
Amen.
We believe salvation. We believe it takes might not be in the fellowship with God. Someone might be thinking about, man, I came over here just like that young lady did because I was seeking for some help. We can pray with you. We can help hold your hand, but give God your heart. Give God your heart. And I love this part, Reverend, sisters and brothers. This is what the try our best Monday through Friday. Reverend, watch this. Monday through Sunday, giving God's word.
Yeah.
You know, some people put it down, but we try to keep it up there. And it might be a lift right now. Well, let me tell you something. Who says it might be your day? It might be your day.
Amen.
This might be your day.
Amen.
To get closer.
Amen.
Get closer.
Amen.
If it didn't have a prophet back in the day, Reverend and Brother, he said, be hearers of the word, right? There's a lot of people hearing the word, but they don't want to be doers of the word. They're here, but they don't want to do it. You know what I'm talking about? And that's what the preacher is about today. Not just hear me, but do as I say. Watch it, Brother D. As long as I'm following Jesus, do as I say. You know when to get off
my
That's the ministry, man. The ministry is open for anyone to come in. As you are, you can't fix yourself. You can't fix yourself. I mean, it's a strong thing. They can really fix themselves. They say, I ain't going to do this no more. Trust me, that ain't it. You're going to have to give it to the Lord. And you can tell when you stop. He'll take that desire of all the stuff you say you don't want. You know, he prepared the way for us a long time ago with Calvary. So come to Jesus.
Come to Jesus.
As you are.
Right now.
Name of Jesus.
Right now.
Victory,
you know, Reb, I like the way you said it, Reb. This is not a play toy. This is nothing to play with. This is truly the word of God. The very first increment that I would get that there's some fakeism, some playing going on, I'm gone. Because I know, sisters and brothers, this world is not my home. I'm just a pilgrim passing through. I promise you I am. And we don't have time for play. The time is out for playing. We don't have time for that. That's all Reverend Henry. That's all Reverend Eric is trying to tell you. It's time to get yourself a Bible teaching, Bible preaching, Bible believing church home. No room for playing no more. Because God is real. Contrary to what man believes, God is real.
Yes, yes.
His word is true.
Yes, sir.
No time for No time.
We often say that if it's a kind word to be said, we're trying our best to give it to you. If it's love, we're trying our best to show the love. We find out on this platform, anywhere where God's name is lifted up, that we try to let the love of God by. You know what I'm talking about? Because no one is, because we're, sometimes you forever down, somebody told you your business. Somebody told your business.
Amen.
God knows your heart. That's why he let the minister speak like he does. Yeah, the teacher teach like they do. And he tries to mend that heart. Sometimes he, Reverend, I notice it, man. I guess it's just what it is, you know. Sometimes you think you're in the classroom and you're being taught.
And it's up to you to have a receptive spirit. It won't be because the preacher didn't preach it or the teacher didn't teach it. It's because you have to receive.
Hallelujah. And you know, I like the way you gave it to him, Ramirez. I like the way you give it to him. We're not trying to say that something was said wrong. We just want to make sure that you understand what was said.
That's it.
I hear Reverend Eric say a lot. At the time that I'm teaching, I'm being taught.
That's it.
I could say something wrong. You know, I could say something wrong. Just last week, on the Tuesday service, just last week, Monty was speaking, and when the spirit got to moving in her, Satan tried to move, and she miscalled her name 3 or 4 times, and Reverend Eric just whispered the name out. She was in the right frame. She was right on where she was at. She was saying the right thing, but it was just one little name. The Reverend Eric just whispered the name right in, and the flow just kept going. See, Satan cannot win if we don't allow him to. He can only do what we allow him to do. You give Satan space. He can't take it. I promise you he can't. We give it to him. And Reverend Eric tells us all that. We give the devil too much credit.
Yes, sir.
A lot of us, we got to start accepting responsibility for our own actions. We can deal with too much. Satan made me do it. A lot of the stuff you make do yourself. I was sitting there right now, and I know I don't understand what Reverend Henry said when he was reading Revelation 1. I don't understand it, but I'm too mean, I'm too honest, and I'm too contrary to hit the one button and ask Reverend Henry, will you explain that to me again? See, Satan is not making me not hit the one button. I'm doing it to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because Satan, and read I said that, sister and brother, Satan is not going to stand on the day of judgment for me. I got to stand up for myself. There's a song that says, mother can't stand, father can't stand. I got to stand for myself. And that's what Reverend Eric be telling you when he said we give Satan too much credit. Oh, Satan does enough. He do enough on his own. We don't need to give him any extra. He do enough. It'd be like pouring water on a drowning. Man, he already drowning. What you want to put water on him for? He already drowning. You should want to help him. We give him too much credit.
Yes, sir. This is real. And brothers, before we leave, man, before we get out of here, I don't know who got that number.
Yeah.
Remember, that's you, Graham? Before we get out of here, don't forget the brother, man, and his father, you know, and the whole thing, lifting them up, you know.
Yeah.
And trust me, when we pray for people, now this is me, man. I'm going to do something ignorant now, but y'all stay with me. We pray for people. People ask us to pray for people. We don't forgive by others. We just, someone asks for prayer. When someone uses their name, we use their name. That don't mean we don't pray for the world. That don't mean we don't pray for everybody else. It just, at this particular time, we are praying for someone that they call and ask for prayer. You know what I'm talking about? And we mention their name to God. I love God so much. I'm going to tell you, whatever we miss, because that's how we pray, Reverend and Brother D. Whatever we miss, Jesus clean it up.
He'll clean it up. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I don't care how much.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I don't care how great the sign. I'm telling you, Jesus had to present it. Watch this now. Now to him was able to what? To keep us from what?
Keep us from falling. Falling.
And present faultless before the what? His glory exceeded us. So he's presenting us. It's the word. He's presenting us when we pray.
Yes,
so what I'm saying right now, we're gonna mention a name to the brother out of 901. Yes. We're gonna mention it. Father. We're gonna mention the family, give them strength. But that don't mean we ain't talking about nobody else. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Everybody.
Amen.
Parents, like us, some of our parents been gone for a while, but some of us still need a little strength.
You know what I'm talking about? Jesus prayed so long,
amen.
He had sweat up out his ear, and what God did, he sent an angel down there and stretched him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
that's why we say prayer is the key. We don't say nothing. We know Bible because Bible is plain. But when you really live what you breathe, that's when you can understand what I'm saying right now. We are praying everyone, but we're going to mention one, and we're going to mention this brother's name. We're going to mention his name,
yes.
And we're going to mention his name, not saying we disclude everybody else. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen, amen, amen.
You got a corporate prayer. You know, I don't know what the Holy Spirit
amen.
Got me here, Doc. But you got a corporate prayer. A corporate prayer that you do like we're doing right now. We all, it's open, and it's about the people listening, you know. It's if we pray right, help me, Holy Spirit. and we ask God to come in. You will all be on one accord.
Yes.
We don't listen to what the
yes.
word, but we'll be praying with the brother, other sister when they're praying. So, Lord, I agree. You know what I'm talking about? Lord, thank you for
amen.
What
you're
doing. He has to receive it.
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about? With the mercy, receive it with your grace, Lord. Give strength to that family in the name of Jesus. These are things we don't try to think of. It just flows because of the Holy Spirit. We might not say, Father,
amen.
Abraham, I think. We might not say that.
Yes.
We might just say, Lord,
amen.
Have mercy on that family.
Yes.
We might say, Lord, sometimes we got to put a word together, Lord, but fix it, Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Fix it. You know
yes,
what I'm saying? So
there's
yes. people out there hurting, bro.
Yes.
You know, while we do what we do, there's some people hurting, man. They're going through. So we want to be
yes,
in prayer with that.
Man,
and I know we've
yes.
been on here a little while, you know. You know, I understand all that, but I tell you this here, Reverend. That's why I said when we teaching, Brother D, and we preaching and teaching, we can only do what God give us and sit down.
Amen. Amen.
Give what God give us and sit down.
Amen.
Whatever high is on, whoever who stay and listen, wherever it go, all you did what God gave you at that hour. Give it and sit
down. Amen.
And best for God give you and sit down. Don't worry about what the naysayers. You know what I'm talking about? They're going to do what they're going
to do. That's right. They're going to do what they're going to do.
Yeah, we just give what God give us. And you better believe me. If you're teaching and preaching Jesus, you've done your job. Man told me something. He was 92 years young when I started preaching, right? 17 years ago, right? And he told me, he said, Reverend, he said, when you bring Jesus in, you've done your job. Oh, help me, Holy
Amen.
Spirit.
Amen.
He said, when you bring
Amen.
Jesus in, you've done your job. He said, when you
Amen.
Express the good news of Jesus, you've done your job. He said, now sit down.
Amen.
That's what he told me.
Sit down.
He told me that, man. He said, sit down, man. You've done your
Amen.
Job. Man.
Sit down. That's right. You did
sit
your
down.
Job. You've done your job.
Yeah. It's up to them to receive you. You can't make nobody receive you, man. You can't make nobody clap a hand behind you. You can't make nobody say amen. What you can do, offer them Jesus
man.
And let Jesus prick their heart. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That's
right.
What's happening. Yeah, so when we end this here today, it won't be because Reverend didn't teach and preach it that you didn't understand.
That's right.
Some of the things the world has so busy. Some of the things we're so busy, man, in our minds, you know, anything can ease us and have us held all up. But watch this here. Come to Jesus just as you are. Don't try to fix it. You can't fix it. You know what I'm talking about? But I found out a man who is merciful. You know what I'm talking about? He's not exempt for none of the things we did on this earth. That's why he can say, I died for it. Because he went through it. He tried it.
Yes,
he attempted it. He passed the test. That's why he's our lamb. Sacrifice lamb he did for us.
Amen.
Thank God for
Jesus. Yes, he did. Yes,
thank
he did. Thank God for Jesus.
Thank God for people who want to stand and teach and preach God's word. Lord, give them strength
yes,
right
Lord.
Now. In the name of Jesus, Lord.
Yes.
Bless this ministry, Lord, and any ministry that lifted
yes.
up your name today, Lord. We ask you, Father
yes,
God, for every word that went forth, Lord, that you bless the waiting and hearing heart and ears, Lord. That, Father God, that they didn't fall
yes.
on deaf ears, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to touch them in a mighty way, Lord. We ask you when you move in their heart that there'll be some conviction or maybe just praise, Lord. Let the word of God
yes.
manifest itself always, Lord. Maybe they might get this when they ride down the street.
Maybe what they deal when they wake up in the morning. But can we do this, Lord? Bless us today, Lord, that we always have you on our mind, Lord. Lord, thank you for Reverend again,
yes,
Lord. Thank you for how you took time out, Lord,
yes,
to deal with the God did, Lord. Thank you for how you transitioned with the Holy Ghost, letting them lead, teach, and preach the word. Thank you, Father God, for us to be in the midst to even hear the word of God, Lord. Lord, we just come right
Lord.
Now for one of our brothers, Lord. We've come praying for him, Lord. We come lifting him up to you, Lord, his whole entire family,
Lord.
Ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to strengthen them, Lord. In such a time like this, dear Lord. Lord, when something we don't understand, maybe we understand that they had a little time with him, Lord. But, Lord, we found out our sickness ain't to death.
Yes.
We believe death right now. But, Lord, we found out that is the ultimate healing when you transition from this life to the next life, Lord.
Yes.
So, Lord, we just thank you for the time you gave to the family, Lord. Let them remember the time that you had with them, Lord. And give strength to all of them, even the friends, the family members, Lord, the people that knew him, Lord. Just give strength to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We believe in your love. We believe you don't make no mistake, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to have your way in that night, Lord. Lord, come around that when they try to give a word to them, Lord, let it be passionate. Let it be with the love. Let it show with the Holy Spirit. Can we do all this in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Yes.
And amen.
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 Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God. May God bless you. May God keep you.
Amen.
God pull you our. Yes. If we find out if we say this here, if it's God's will, Brother D.
Yes.
If he allows us to be here tomorrow,
we're
going to try to be here.
Yes. Going to be here
again.
In the name of Almighty.
Reverend, thank you. You know, if no one else have anything else, you know. We generally go after the prayer. We normally go in a song anyway, but just ask a question.
Yes.
Are you really listening? Now, while you're listening, are you allowing the Holy Spirit to hold you? Because sometimes you hear sermons speaking like this, it calls you to say, man, wow, that was a pretty tough one there, especially Revelation. But know this here, God is in the midst of it. He's in the midst.
Yes, he is.
He's in the midst. You brothers all right?
Amen. Your word definitely went out. Your word went out today, my brother. It has truly been preached today. I'm not going to hold the floor and up prolong the time. But I tell my sisters and brothers, if you have an ear to hear, get you here. Did you hear this morning? Did you hear the word of God this morning? Mm-hmm. Peter has an ear to hear. The Bible said, let him hear. Yes. You need to know the time is short. The time is truly winding up. Our time runs out.
Mm-hmm.
At some point in time, we'll be out of time on God's plan. And it'll tell you, thanks for calling Blog Talk Radio. But if you miss heaven, and laying in hell, there's eternal time. That's all, Brother D gonna say this morning, my brother. That's all I can tell you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus,
Reverend and Brother D, you ain't gonna believe this song right here.
Man. Yes, I saw it. Yeah. Love that song, yeah.
I was in Atlanta preaching for Reverend Jasper Williams, and Gloria called me. Sit down.
Sit down.
I'm going to preach right now. I'm on my way out the door.
Sit down.
She said, sit down. I sat down, and my wife told me, we were living in New Orleans at the time, four of our members had been killed in a wreck. I got angry with the Lord because
thought
they were my best members.
Best members.
I had some others I thought he should have took. Y'all don't like the truth. These were some good members, Brother Sheard.
Yeah.
I mean, solid people. I'm not talking about the tithe. I'm just talking about sweet, solid people. No hell-raising saints. And I couldn't understand, why would you take those four people at once? I put three people in one grave. I was upset with the Lord because I said, you took my members.
Uh-huh.
And he said, clean, they're not yours, they're mine.
They're yours, they're mine, they're mine.
I said, well, why did you take them? He said, I took them because they were ready.
They were ready. They was ready.
And I gave those others a chance to get right.
Get ready.
Said they're getting ready. Dr. Clark was over at Bishop Walker's house. I said, Twinkie, I wrote these words. See what you can do with this. Accept.
Yeah.
What God allows.
What God,
God allows.
You're better off anyway. Face the facts.
Face the facts.
And you will never stray.
And you.
something.
Watch out, Queen.
I just want you to do one thing before I leave the organ. I want you to look over and find somebody that looks a little depressed. They seem like they got bags under their eyes. Look like they slept all week long.
Oh.
Find somebody that looks lonely.
Don't drink it.
They just need somebody to hold them and tell them that I love them. Did you find somebody that looks like they're going through? Just look at them and tell them this. For all you've been through, for me, even if you don't think like you got it or you feel like you got it or it seems like you're losing the battle, I want you to jump up on your feet and say, I got the victory.